Does the ghost yoni come under the 84 lakh type of yonis? That means species, more or less. And how does the ghostly soul enter into the body of another living being for sense gratification? Well, I must admit, I'm not an expert on ghosts. But whether it falls within the 84 lakh types of species, or it says, I'm not sure about that actually, or whether it's considered a subset of human species, I'm not sure. It doesn't really affect our Krishna consciousness whether the ghosts come in the 8,400,000 species or not. It's something someone could investigate. First of all, they could investigate what it means to be a species according to Vedic understanding, because it's different to the modern scientific understanding of a species. How does it enter into the body of another living being for sense gratification? Again, I'm not sure of the exact mechanism. Just like I don't know how a computer works either, for that matter. I know how to use a computer, but I don't know how so many things work in this world, and it may not be necessary for us to understand all this. It's better to ask questions about Krishna consciousness. If someone's specializing in presenting Vedic knowledge, they may investigate all these things. I'm not an expert on ghostly subjects. Why doesn't it enter into the dead body, the ghost? Well, he's that much I can say, the body from which he departed. Well, because by the arrangement of karmana deva nitrena jantur dehopapatye, under the supervision of the Supreme Lord and his appointed representatives, the demigods, and according to one's previous desires and activities, someone enters a certain body, and when their time is up, then they're thrown out of that body. So it's according to higher law that he's not allowed to re-enter. His time is up. So ultimately everything's going on under higher supervision.